Chaitanya Mano Vishan Sapita Ayam Rupa Kata Mahyam Dadati Swakarantikam Vandinam Sri Guru Sri Yata Padakama Sri Guru Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sadagatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Vitam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadutam Arijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Param Sahagana Lalita Sri Sakandam Yasya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Navandu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Adi Vrindavani Shwari Visana Suti Devi Dhanamani Hari Priya Vantaka Patanavyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyaiva Cha Patitanam Pavaneyo Vaishwanyo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vahadar Sri Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare Srila Bhagavad Gita Sitiski Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We have all chanted 16 rounds.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So where are we? Yes, 42, 43. It's 42, 43. Well, we can refresh our minds on 41 before we go forward. Yes. Buddhi Yoga. Krishna is teaching Buddhi Yoga. Krishna is telling Arjuna, work with knowledge and the result given to Krishna. You have no karma. No karma. Before he talked about working, then he added knowledge, work with knowledge. One who works with knowledge is better. Among us, we always use this word karmi. Karmi, what does it mean? What is karmi? Karmi means what? Karmi. Why we say karmi?
Karmi are those who do karma according to scriptures, first indulge in the fruitive activities.
Yes, one who gratifies his senses based on scripture, fruitive activities in the scripture. It's a karmi. It's a high level. You know, the simple level is a high level. So Krishna described work. And then, say work with knowledge. One who works with knowledge is better than one who is just working for gratification of the senses. And one who works with knowledge and offers the result of that work to Krishna is the best. He is a Nishkam Karma Yogi. He knows the result of working and the purpose of working and the beneficiary. So he offers the result. So Krishna is teaching Arjuna Buddhi Yoga. And here he mentions something very, very important, which Prabhupada said in the purport. If you go to the second paragraph, so Prabhupada said, the resolute purpose of a person in Krishna consciousness is based on knowledge. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. A person in Krishna consciousness is the rare good soul who knows perfectly that Vasudeva or Krishna is the root of all manifested causes. As by watering the root of a tree, one automatically distributes water to the leaves and branches. So by acting in Krishna consciousness, one can render the highest service to everyone, namely self, family, society, country, humanity, etc. If Krishna is satisfied by one's actions, then everyone will be satisfied. And if Krishna is not satisfied, nobody will be satisfied, including ourselves, who are performing the activity, will not be satisfied. If Krishna is satisfied, how do we know Krishna is satisfied? That must supersede the tea. When the spiritual master is satisfied, when Krishna is satisfied, when our spiritual authorities are satisfied. What about us? What about us who have made Krishna devotees to be satisfied? What about the person who made them satisfied?
By doing the service, we also get satisfaction. We also get satisfaction.
Yes. When you cook boga in the kitchen, what do you do? After cooking, what do you do? After cooking, you offer to Krishna, and then Krishna eats everything.
Yes.
Krishna eats everything, and give you back the empty plates.
They are not empty.
Krishna eats everything and
gives
everything back to you. But what is he giving back? What we give him? We used to give Krishna boga, but what Krishna gives for us? Prasada. Sichita Mahaprabhu said, after testing Jagannath Prasad, he said, oh, just look at, just see. Few minutes ago, this was just rice. But now it is rice prasada. Because the saliva on Lord Jagannath is here. Right here. So he could see the difference. It's very clear. So we offer Krishna boga, Krishna gives us back prasadam. So Krishna is not wonderful? Krishna is not wonderful? Huh? Krishna is wonderful. So you say it bold. This is what Krishna told Arjuna. Say it very bold. Not in your stomach. Say it very bold. That my devotee never perish. Krishna didn't say my devotee will not suffer. Krishna didn't say that. Krishna didn't say my devotee will not have problem. He didn't say that. He said my devotee will never, even though they will have this and that, all external. The end result, the conclusion is they will never perish. Yes, Otaji?
Maharaj, where did you read that part? From which part did you read?
Which one?
Just now, you have been reading?
I am reading from the second paragraph of the purport of 41.
41?
Yes, 41. Second paragraph. Third paragraph, Sir Prabhupada said, service in Krishna consciousness is, however, best practice under the able guidance of a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna, who knows the nature of the student and who can guide him to act in Krishna consciousness. So the question of, I don't know my varana, I don't know my ashram, ends with the special, by approaching a special master. If I approach a special master, he will engage us in our occupational duty. And when we do that for his satisfaction, we also become satisfied. So renunciation is based on renunciation is based on knowledge. A fool cannot renounce. Renounce what? Do you understand what Krishna is telling Arjun? In one word, do you know what Krishna is telling Arjun? He's going to say something here. You are entitled to work, but not entitled to result. What does that mean? What is Krishna telling Arjun? Mike? Okay, thank you. Krishna is telling Arjun, Krishna is telling all of us, you are working very hard in office. Huh? You are working very hard in office. At the end of the month, you get your paycheck. Krishna says, give it to me. Give it to me. This is what Krishna is telling Arjun. You have worked so hard, undergoing all the troubles with the colleagues, with the boss in office. You have got a paycheck. Krishna said, give me. Give me. That's what it means. So, how do you feel if you are confronted with such a situation? How will you feel? How will you feel? Yes, Prabhu. After working so hard in office, and at the end of the month, somebody telling you, give me your paycheck.
Thanks.
Will you willingly give it to him or her? Eh? And ask no question? Oh, thank you, Vanchakal, for the reader sacrifice. Why should I be on that one?
My name is
Vanchakal.
I'm whatever the paycheck used to get, we used to first offer to Krishna. The paycheck was with Krishna. Then we used to take that back.
All right, thank you. Somebody asks you, give me a paycheck.
It would be very difficult.
It would be very difficult. Thank you. Very sincere. The question will be, why? Is it not? That's the first question. Why? I worked, not you. Second question, if I should give you my paycheck, what about? Yes. My responsibilities. I'm going to go to office, I'm going to go for recreation, I'm going to do this good, do that. So what about that? Krishna said, give me. Give me. A person who will give to Krishna has knowledge. A fool cannot do it. A foolish person will ask why? 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 Intelligent person will not ask, he will give. Why? Because the intelligent person knows, after I give boga to Krishna, my paycheck, what comes back? It's prasadam, which has no who has no reaction. Jagya sistasina santa multite sarva kilvisara. Yes.
Maharaj, he said that whatever you are working, you should give like 50% to the 50% for present and 50% like 25% for present and 25% for future.
Yes.
So my question is, like 50% you are giving, like those who are the householder, they have temple in their own home.
Hmm.
So how do they can balance to give this 50% to temple?
Now it is difficult. Now, it is difficult for majority of people. And even those who have it, the attachment will not allow them to do it. The attachment will not allow them to do it. They have 50 million, and they are going to give 25 million to... It's difficult. It's difficult. It requires heavy amount of piety or purity to do that. Therefore, it came to GVC meeting to so they are studying all the various scriptures. it's still going on. Still going on. They're studying how to divide it in such a way that everybody will not feel he didn't give enough. Or I'm giving too much. So they're working that way. They're working it out. So very soon they will bring out the result that everybody can be comfortable with. Those who are giving and those who are taking, the society are taking. They won't feel that you are giving too small. The devotees are giving will not feel that I'm giving too much. What are they doing with it? They're working on it. So wait, let us wait and see.
Maharaj, a little bit of understanding that I would like. When we do fundraising, and especially if we do, you know, large amounts of fundraising,
yes,
we have the training, or we've been told, and we have the consciousness that we are getting a certain amount for our maintenance, which is very, very small compared to what one collects. The other, you know, you're collecting it for the organization or you're collecting it for Krishna.
Yes.
So when we work, even if we are not fundraising, if we are, say, in a salary or a business and we earn 50,000 rupees, then should we not cultivate the same consciousness that it is just 50% which is ours, and 50% is anyways, you know, we are collecting for, we are working for Krishna and for the organization?
No. We shouldn't have the same mentality, because there is a difference here. If we are working outside, it is different. You are solely responsible for that. Now we have joined an organization. It is different. It is now service. And because we still have some responsibilities, certain amount is given. Let us be satisfied with that. Otherwise, it will become a job, not devotional service. Devotional service is not a job. It is devotional service. It's a service which is rendered from the heart as an offering to Krishna. And we shouldn't take anything from it. Because I have seen so many devotees are seriously wounded spiritually. Because they are sharing Krishna's money. The money which we collect comes with the karma. If you share it, Krishna will take the karma of the one which is offered to him. The karma of the one which we have taken, we have to deal with that. There are so many things which need to be corrected that devotees are doing, which is really, really very, very dangerous. And they don't even see how they are destroying themselves. Everything in this room belongs to Prabhupada. Everything in this movement belongs to Prabhupada. If you take anything, by the way, devotees are not allowed to take boga, right? Devotees not take boga, is it not? Devotees take only prasada. So we shouldn't take boga. We should take prasadam. Means that the special master feels this devotee still has a young child. Take this. Or this devotee is not fully living in the temple, but we have asked him or her to do this service. Like in Chopati temple, they have account department, this media department. They are householders, they're not brahmacharis in the temple. So they consider, instead of working outside, now you are doing the same thing in the movement. So you are paid for that, but not the contribution you are collecting for the temple. If you collect money for the temple and it's here, heavy karma comes with it. Because it is boga. These sort of things need to be properly understood so we can save ourselves. Otherwise, one day it will be, instead of being devotional, it will become a job. Increase my salary, because if I'm working outside, I'll be taking such and such 50,000 or 60, and after 10 years or whatever years, I should be a manager now. So I have worked in the movement for 10 years now, I should be a manager here, and my salary should be this amount. Where is devotion here now? It's finished.
At the time when Prabhupada was present, we were all collecting, distributing books.
Yes.
And every penny was given to the Sankirtan leader. We didn't have 1 centime, 1 euro, 1 rupee for our own maintenance.
Yes.
Nothing. And if we needed something, we had to beg from the leaders, from the GBC, from the managers. Everything was counted, and not one penny we could use for ourselves. And I remember one day in the Jumna, at the time he was not Maharaj, he came to where I was distributing books, and he said, Mataji, just give me some money, I need some money for that. And I was in a big conflict, you know, what to do. Should I give him some money just like that? Or should I bring everything to the Sankirtan leader? And then I thought, oh, he's also a leader, he has also his project. So I gave him some money. But at the end of the day, the Sankirtan leader, he knew what was my result every day, and he saw some money was missing. What did you do? And I had to say, and I gave a donation. But that was not allowed. Everything had to go through the leaders, and then it was given back as prasad. Nothing. We were depending completely, 100%.
At that time when all of you were making this sacrifice, how was the mind?
At that time we were completely a servant,
yes.
Servant of Prabhupada.
Good.
Prabhupada wanted us to do that service.
Exactly.
And we were dedicated 100% to Prabhupada's service.
Right. Today, do we have that mind?
But it's not the same now.
Why? Because we have changed. We have changed. So the situation also have changed.
Well, you think we have changed.
Yes.
No, my understanding is that the leadership has changed.
All of us have changed. Yes, the leadership has changed, it's true. And it's coming down. Parampara is coming down. We have also changed. Therefore, the happiness that time, the renunciation that time, the simplicity that time is gone. Now, sophisticated life, three cell phones. And all kinds of things. We have changed, so the situation also has changed. So we shouldn't be worried that why things are not going the way it was going before. We shouldn't. It means we are not looking at things carefully. Yes.
Maharaj, now as a fear is that we don't have devotees and this one, so that's why we want to give them some maintenance and get the
We don't have devotees, so we should make devotees. Right? We should make devotees. We should make devotees, train devotees, not just intellectually. We should train devotees devotionally. Let devotion be in the heart. Then you will succeed. Now we are artificially training devotees with this knowledge, that knowledge, but the heart is not being trained. This is a serious problem. Our heart is not being trained. You can teach a person to cook very nicely, but if the consciousness is not correct, the physical knowledge of how to cook may be there, but the devotion will be missing, and that is the main ingredient. This is what we are seeing. 42, 43. Does it make sense to you? Eh? Do you understand? 42, 43. So anyway, so here Krishna is telling Arjuna, fix your consciousness. Get your consciousness fixed in me. If you don't get your consciousness fixed, it will be diverted to so many things. And a person whose mind is so diverted, who is that kind of a person? Miserable person. Then Krishna went on. Jamimam puspitam bacham. Pravadantya vipaschita vidavada ratha partha nanyadastiti vadina kamadmana swarga para janma karma phala padam Kriya Vishesha Bahulam Bhogaishwarya Gatim Prati.
Men of small knowledge are very much attached to the flavoring words of the Vedas, which recommended various fruitive activities for elevation to the heavenly planets, resulting in good birth, power and so forth, being desires of the sense gratification of its life. They say that there is nothing more than
there,
this.
Yes. Veda Bhat Ratha. Veda Bhada Ratha. Do you see it? Have you seen it? The third line of the first verse. Veda Bhada Ratha Partha. What does that mean? Yes, karma kandis. They are following the Vedas, but they don't know the purpose of the Vedas. So the word, the flowery words of the Vedas. Beautiful. This is what Narada Muni told yesterday. One of the reasons why he was not satisfied. He have given the Vedas for people without a focus. Pantheism is here. No focus. anything you want to do, you have a space in the scripture. There's no focus, there's no goal here. Therefore, you are not happy. Because your scripture is so nice, but it has confused many people. People in Kali Yuga, they don't have interest for something higher. Your intention is to gradually elevate them, but see what you have done. They are not going anywhere. They are simply satisfied with, oh, see what the scripture says. And simply enjoying that. So they are just stuck there.
Vedavadaratas are those people who are engaging in the study of Vedas and quote from Vedas, argue from Vedas, but don't give their real purpose to the their followers.
They don't understand what is the essence of the Vedas. They're simply fascinated by do this ritual and get this result, do this ritual and get that result. Or the highest goal they think is, let me go to heaven for a better sense gratification. So, how can you preach to these people? How can you preach to them? Prabhupada said here, they say that there is nothing more than this. This is all. Very difficult. That is why we are getting more devotees from nothing. From nothing. From nothing, something came. This is the root cause of that. Instead of getting devotees who understand Krishna, you are getting more devotees who believe in something came from nothing. They have no chance to go beyond this. They're just simply stuck here. Men of small knowledge are very much attached to the flowery words of the Vedas, which recommend various fruitive activities for elevation to heavenly planet, resultant good birth, power, and so forth. Being desirous of sense gratification and opulent life, they say that there is nothing more than this. Yes, sir.
If we don't expect fruitive results through Vedas, then why Vedas mention this facility?
We just mentioned that yesterday's intention was not to encourage sense gratification. He wants to gradually elevate us because he knows that we are different levels. So he has given different system to different levels of people so that we can gradually make progress. But our problem in Kali Yuga conditioned soul is that we don't like to take the higher side, we always take the lower side. So instead of following the mind of yesterday, and gradually elevate ourselves, we just got stuck in one place. And you know, yeah, this is all. Nothing more than this. Therefore, Krishna is telling Arjuna, the scriptures which are teaching us sense gratification, keep them aside. There are different scriptures for different kinds of people. There are scriptures in the mode of ignorance, passion, goodness, and transcendence. Bhagavad Gita is Itihas, the fifth Veda. It's not among the scriptures which are teaching sense gratification. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, don't follow this. Get your mind clear as I'm teaching you, so that you don't get lost at the Vedavad Rata. Yes.
So, don't you understand that Vyasadeva has not said that there is nothing more than this?
Yes, he didn't say that. It is those who are following that are saying that. He has good intention. He has a good intention. He wants to help conditioned souls. But we always go for the lower side. That's the problem. A Krishna doesn't want Arjuna to go for the lower side. He wants Arjuna to go for the higher side. So he's teaching this. Now he's going to continue to guide Arjuna. 44. Yes.
Vyasadeva knew everything of Kaliyuga means the people, he said that Manda, Sumanda, Matala. So how was it that he didn't know the mentality of the people, that they will take it negatively, the lower principle mentioned?
He knows. Vyasadeva knows. He knows the scriptures. He knows the living entities. Before he wrote the Vedas, he was in deep meditation. In that meditation, he saw everything. Krishna, the spiritual world, the material energy, everything, living entity, everything. He saw everything to be eternally and consciously related with Krishna. Nothing was independent. Nothing is independent. He saw that. And he saw Kaliyuga, that we're so degraded. We will never hear the scripture properly, Sutradhara. Sutradhara does not need a iPod, iPad, cell phone, recorder, books. No, whatever you say, it will get registered ahead. Like Arjuna. Arjuna had the 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita in 30 minutes. 30 minutes. And Krishna asked him, should I repeat it? Should I repeat it? Arjuna said, no, I got everything. 30 minutes. So yesterday he knew. Out of his compassion, he wrote these Vedas. So the problem is not with Vyasadeva, the problem is with us. Of course, Narada Muni came to him and told him that, you see, you have given low-class people a chance. That was not the intention, but see what they are doing with it. Now you write something for the Paramahamsas. In this, you should establish Krishna clearly. Because bhakti is independent. Bhakti is completely transparent. Don't mix anything with it. If you mix anything with it, it will react in different forms. Same thing Krishna is saying. The minds of those who are no result are divided. So many. So it is not that Vyasadeva encourages us for this. We are causing the problem for ourselves. Some people who read the Vedas, they didn't conclude like this. Some became devotees. Yes, Lord.
Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the Bhagavad about the Chaturmasya.
Yes.
So, this Prabhupada explained that how if someone is to austerity of Nyanas, then Chaturmasya, they're eligible to get the Samaras.
Yes.
So, my question is like how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed the Chaturmasya, he was in South India, and yes, so we have the Gaudiya Maharaj, some people follow the Chaturmasya, the white purpose.
Yes, but this Jana Saraswati followed Chaturmasya. He never shaved, he never sleep on bed, he never eat opulent food. It's only khichdi, and not on the plate, on the floor. And he put his hand on the back and
eat what is not.
If he is tired, if he get up, it's finished for that day. He did that. So why Vaishnavas are doing Chaturmasya? But why Vaishnavas also observe Ekadasi? If you read Dhamma Vaibhata Puran, the result of each Ekadasi is go to heaven, go to this, go to that, go to that. So devotees are fasting or observing Ekadasi for that purpose? No. We have a higher purpose. We are not performing Chaturmasya to become a Gandharva or Apsara in heaven with a nice voice and nice body for Somaras. No. We are doing this as an austerity to please Krishna, so that Krishna can help us to overcome his illusory energy. It's an appeal for Krishna to help us. That is our intention in doing austerity. Tapo divam putraka jena. Transcendental austerity. Satyat shuddhi, to clean the heart. Not to become like Hiranyakashipu. It's to clean the heart so that we can be a better devotee, with better service, with better pleasure for Krishna. That's our intention. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all our acharya, they did austerity for this purpose, not for material gain, not to go to heaven, not for Somaras. This is nothing. What is Somaras? Even Amrit was condemned by Sukadeva Goswami. When Sukadeva Goswami went to speak the Bhagavatam, demigods, they came, "Oh, our king, don't worry about the curse. We have brought Amrit for you. Take Amrit." Sukadeva Goswami kick all of them out. "You get out from here. What is Amrit you are talking about compared to Bhagavatam? There's no comparison. Get out. Let me give him the real thing." And he recited Bhagavatam.
Sir, I want to mention this Mangalarati sweet, that barfi. There is will be like some unlimited times of more than the summer. So,
you can't compare it. There is no comparison. You cannot compare. Yes. Prasadam we offer to Lord Krishna, the holy name, cannot compare them to the rituals of the Vedas. There's no comparison. To compare them is an offense against the chanting of the holy name. Which number is that? Number eight. Krishna Prasadam, holy name, they are beyond the rituals in the Vedas. There's no comparison. They're different. So Sukadeva Goswami, he told Maharaj Parishit, "Don't listen to these Vedas, because they will misdirect your intelligence towards meaningless things like going to heaven for Somaras." What is for Somaras? It's a punishment for Ved Vedas, Rata. Not for devotees. Devotees go for rasa golas. Yes. 44. Bhagaiśvarya prasaktanam taya paharita cetasam vyavasayati mikabuddhi samadona vidhiyate.
In the mind of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence and who are bewildered by such things, the resolve of determination from the devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place.
Yes. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense gratification, sense enjoyment, and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Muradi Gupta, please give up karma and gyan. They make the mind very weak. Karma and gyan makes the mind very, very weak. Give them up. Go for bhakti. Krishna bhakti is so sweet, so nice, that we become very active. Very active, very sharp. So sharp that our intelligence goes for Krishna, not for lower things. Our intelligence goes for higher things, for Krishna consciousness, not for lower things. Lower things will completely have no taste for devotees. So devotees naturally have no taste for bhoga because of their level of Krishna consciousness. Very short purport by Sri Prabhupada. Samadhi means fixed mind. The Vedic dictionary, the Niruti says, Samyak adhi yate asmin atma tattva yatarnyam. When the mind is fixed for understanding the self, it is said to be in samadhi. Samadhi is never possible for persons interested in material sense enjoyment and bewildered by such temporary things. They are more or less condemned by the process of material energy. Yes. So here Krishna is telling Arjun, my dear friend, if you follow the Vedas without knowing the purpose of the Vedas, you'll become bewildered due to ignorance. First of all, Veda means what? Veda. But Krishna is telling Arjun, if you follow the Vedas, you become bewildered by ignorance. Why? The Vedas are meant to give us knowledge. But in these Vedas, where Krishna is referring to Karma Kanda, section of the Vedas, there are so many things. Parikshit Maharaj rejected what? He rejected all the rules and regulations in the Vedas. He rejected them. Sukadeva Goswami was teaching him, if you do this according to the Vedas, if you commit this offense, do this sacrifice, you get free. Do this offense, do this sacrifice, get free. Parikshit Maharaj said, my dear Gurudev, this prayaschitta you are teaching me, if you do this, you get it contracted by this. Is there no way, is there another process which I can do that this sin, the seed of this sin which is making me to do this, and then get the contracting processes, is there a process which I would can follow that will remove completely the seed of sin? Sukadeva Goswami said, yes, you are very intelligent. By intelligence. So devotees will be very intelligent. Not to follow this.
We can see even in India, that many people follow some rituals, something, some religious activity, and they don't know the essence behind that, those things, but still they follow and nowadays. And even if you don't ask, if you ask them, they doesn't know that what. So what will happen to those people?
The Veda Vada Ratas, they will stay here in the material world and continue their suffering. I met some priests who were chanting mantras, So we're looking at all of them. We're chanting mantra and we're very absorbed in it. We're chanting so many mantras. So at the end of all their rituals, I say, my friend, what do you hope to achieve? All these mantras I've been chanting. And this is your profession. You're going to do this the rest of your life. Do you think that this will take you to heaven? No. And they are not even thinking about that. Just as a business, recite the scriptures, the mantras, do puja for people, get money. That's all. That's all. So what is their hope? Material world. Material world. They will stay here. They are not going anywhere. They will stay here and continue these rituals. Do this and get that. Do this and get that. Yes. Karma can.
Even we hear that, following something, and even if you know or doesn't know, then you'll get some benefits, like taking bath in Ganges, doing parikrama to Tulsi Maharaj, something like that. So, whether you know or doesn't know, then still you'll get some benefits. So simultaneously we hear this
statement. Circumambulating Tulsi is different from these rituals. Tulsi is different. Most of us are circumambulating Tulsi without even organizing that we are circumambulating a person. Is it not? Every morning we circumambulate Tulsi, but we don't even realize that we are circumambulating a person. And we are watering her, but we don't even notice that we are watering a person. You see how people go to see in every morning? It's my right. I'm a senior devotee. Give chance. I'm a senior devotee. We are going to Tulsi Devi with pride. So what are we doing? We shouldn't approach Krishna with ego. We should approach Krishna with... What's the beginning of Bhagavatam? What's the beginning of Bhagavatam? Bhagavatam, what's the beginning? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. What is that? Obeisances. Prabhupada started the purport in the same obeisance to the personality of Godhead. The verse started from obeisances, and Prabhupada started the purport from obeisances. Humility. But now we are going to what ego without the humility. We don't even realize that we are watering a person. We don't realize that we are circumambulating a person. We don't see the person sitting. We don't even see that we are touching the person. We are just punching to see. It's an offense. But still, little advancement is going on. What about those who do these things consciously? They are circumambulating Tulsi, seeing her sitting. They are watering her, seeing her lotus feet. We are touching her, touching the lotus feet with all reverence. What do you think such a person's devotion would be? Devotion is never a mechanical thing, and it can never be mechanical. It is based on bhav, affection that we have. We should not turn this thing mechanically. That will make us come again and again and again and again. But Srila Prabhupada told us that it is possible if you will follow this nicely. It is possible for one lifetime. Let us make Srila Prabhupada's statement a reality in our own life. As a devotee. So Tulsi Devi was circumambulating is different. It's different. Our scriptures tells us that If you take bath in Ganga, it will take long time to get purified. But if it's just a moment with a pure devotee, with Tulsi Devi, the result of bathing in Ganga for thousands of times is achieved just for a moment, a pure devotee. But how do we get that? By seeing the body of the pure devotee? No. Many of us are doing hero worship instead of Guru Puja. We should do Guru Puja, not hero worship, if you want to succeed.
If we are not fortunate enough, then even after seeing a pure devotee, you will not be able to recognize him.
Yes. Yes. Pure devotees are disguised. They are disguised. Another one. Yes.
Maharaj, like someone is doing devotional service from lot many years, and still if he or she feels that I am senior and very important person, then actually he is not progress in devotional service. Is it like, or if someone feels that I'm very inferior, then he is more senior, like this?
One of the signs, one of the qualities to make a devotee understand he or she is making advancement is humility. Ego is going down, humility is increasing. If a person is making advancement in devotional service, in Krishna consciousness, first sign is the humility of the person. The humility. The fact that one has knowledge. How do you know someone has knowledge? Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita, Janayati Yasu, Bhairagyam, Jnana Chayam, Hai to come. How do you know? The person is making advancement. He is naturally renounced. What makes him renounce? Knowledge. He has costless knowledge and detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna. A person who is very attached to Krishna is humble. It's humble. Does not see the body. Does not relate with people on the bodily platform. He relates with people from the heart.
Manaj, if we are talking about what we do, and you know, like there are a lot of devotees, so-called senior devotees, who've been going to the temple every day for many, many years, initiated everything. I mean, in fact, their day starts at 4 in the morning, ends at 9 at night when the temple closes. But when you see their attitude and the behavior is very likely what you just mentioned, and it can scare a new person who comes to the temple.
Yes.
So my question is that one side they're doing the right thing. The scriptures say, the masters say you should, you know, do service, and they're doing some service or the other, organizing other people for service also. But they are losing it, or they have lost it. So, also some new people who join in, some new devotees who come in, they get association of, a saint or a sadhu or maharaj, or just a practicing sincere devotee, and their life changes. Their consciousness is very, very different. So I wanted to understand that they have not done the kind of pious activity or association what some of the others have been doing for years. And they have not, on the consciousness, you can't see a very major change. Whereas some people, they come and you can see that they have softened up, or they have changed, and they've actually, the qualities of devotees they've got. So what is the difference? What is it that makes some people not change even if they're doing the right thing, and some people in a very short while change, even if they haven't done so much?
The quality makes the difference. The quality. It is not a matter of doing things. How do we do it? What quick consciousness we use in doing that? It's It's very important. If I'm serving Krishna as, so you see, I'm the best cook in this temple, I'm the best knower of the scripture in this temple, nobody knows the scripture like me, all of you come and sit down, hear from me, sit down and hear from me. When you give class, you are addressing people's intellect, not the heart. There's no potency there. And that is most of the lectures could you are hearing these days. Majority of the lectures we are hearing is for the head, not for the heart. It doesn't come here. It ends here. At the end of the day, we still remain empty. So the quality of what we do is very important. A person who is doing the service, but the mentality is, this is the chance. I am not qualified, but this is a chance Guru and Krishna have given to me to help myself. Let me do this very nicely for Krishna's pleasure. That person make advancement. Patam puspam phalam toyam yome bhakta prayachati tadaham bhakti upahritam asnami prayata admana. Prabhupada translated this verse, the last word, prayata atmana. Prabhupada translated from a person in pure consciousness, not from a person in mundane consciousness. Look at the words. The last thing Prabhupada said, prayata atmana, means from a person in pure consciousness. Even though the items are very, very simple, very common for every person, but still there is qualification here. What is that? In pure consciousness. Why? Krishna is not a hungry man. So Krishna is not accepting the, he is the supreme proprietor of everything, but Bhagavan. So what does he need from anybody? But he is Admaram. What does he need from anybody? Krishna needs the love of the devotees. It's the love that conquers Krishna. The love of the devotees made Krishna to give up his Admaram position. It's not our expertise in the things that we do.
But here, Maharaj, again, the question is that he leaves it all on our adhikar and ourselves, but where is the potency of, you know, Krishna taking a look at us or casting his glance on us or us associating in the temple, the potency of the temple? What effect is that having if everything is depending upon our own consciousness and our own self?
Krishna is standing in the temple, he is standing for everyone who comes there, right? He's standing there for everybody. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will stand like this, what? Calling everybody to come under my shelter. But of all those who have come, all those who have come to meet Krishna, Krishna said there are how many? How many? Krishna said of thousands of people, millions of people come to me, how many groups? One group? Four. Krishna said there are four, not one, four. Who are they? Gyani? Atarthi? Artha? Gyan. Four people. Krishna didn't say one people. This room, there are four people here, Hare Krishna. In every group of devotees, divide them into four. Krishna is not talking about those who are outside. He's talking about those who have, yes, those who are inside, who have come to him. They are in four categories. Those who are in distress, they need money, they are inquisitive, and those who are really searching for me in knowledge. And the next verse, Krishna said, of these four, those in knowledge are the best. They are just like myself. So we are coming to Krishna with different motives, with different interests, with different desires, different conditions. Krishna sees all and he's responding exactly, tamam prapadyante. He's responding like that to everybody. As we approach him, he is responding like that. Not cheating from Krishna. We only cheat ourselves. Krishna does not cheat us. We only cheat ourselves. Can we move forward? Move forward. Okay. 45. Trigunya Visaya Veda.
Trigunya Visaya Veda.
This Trigunya Prabharjuna.
Dribhando
Ditya Sattvasto. Niryoga Shema Atmavan. Go on.
The Vedas deal mainly with the subject of the three modes of material nature.
Yes.
O Arjuna, become transcendental to these three modes. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety, and be established in the Self.
Yes. Understand? Now Krishna has openly said, what are the Vedas we are talking about? The Vedas in three modes. They will misdirect our intelligence towards meaningless things. So Krishna is telling Arjuna. Krishna said to Arjuna, Arjuna, please fight not just to go to heaven, right? Prabhu, we asked the other day. Krishna has gone high now. Fight. Don't do this service just to go to heaven. Do it for self-realization. You asked a question the other day. So it's not about going to heaven. Krishna is telling Arjuna. Krishna gradually took Arjuna step by step. And he's elevating his consciousness, coming up. And he has come here to... These Vedas are mainly dealing with three modes of material nature. This guna transcend the gunas. Do your duty for self-realization, not for purpose of going to heaven to get a kingdom, to get this. No, self-realization. So Prabhupada said in the Prabhupada last paragraph, as long as the material body exists, there are actions and reactions in the material modes. One has to learn tolerance in the face of duality, such as happiness and distress. Or cold and warmth. And by tolerating such dualities, one becomes free from anxieties regarding pain and loss. This transcendental position is achieved in full Krishna consciousness when one is fully dependent on the goodwill of Krishna. That's the last part of the purport. Have a question? Yes?
Not question, but what I realize that how the Krishna's talking these things to Arjuna systematically.
Yes.
So what I realize that when I go for preaching, so it should be step by step.
Yes. Narada Muni did that to Maharaj Prachina Barhisat. Narada Muni went to him and he showed that he was so much absorbed. Yes, I forgot. I was thinking, there's something I wanted to say. But when the question came, I forgot. I've been trying to get it back since. Now it has come back. Rituals. This is rituals. Maharaj Prachina Barhisat was so much absorbed in these rituals in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam. Like this, Vedavad, Rata. So when Narada Muni met him, he was looking for the ways. I asked a question which he didn't answer me. I said, how do we preach to these people? He didn't answer. But Narada Muni taught us how to do it. So when Narada Muni met him, looking at his condition, he was so much absorbed in sacrifice. Every day, sacrifice. So Narada Muni, he didn't preach Krishna conscious philosophy directly to him. He took him gradually. He started telling him a story of Puranjana. A person who lives in such and such place, he does this, and started describing. And the conclusion is, it is you. The Puranjana is, it's you. And the king said, what? Why my priest never tell me all these things? How would the priest tell him? The priest does not know about bhakti. How can he preach bhakti? He gave what he has. that the Muni has bhakti, so he has given bhakti. His priest has no bhakti, so he didn't give bhakti. He only has rituals, and he gave him rituals. So the Muni disentangled him gradually, systematically. So we should preach like this. Use intelligence in presenting our Christian consciousness to people. Right? Bridge preaching is very good. Bridge preaching. My guru is very experienced in that. Bridge. Take people systematically. Well, this is very high. Let me tell you the truth. Christian consciousness is very, very high. Very, very high for everyone. Everyone. Very, very high. I don't know how you look at it. But if you understand truly what is bhakti, the devotional service is very, very high. Very high. not simple as we think. Yes.
Maharaj, in this purport it is written, when the activities for sense gratification, namely the Karmakanda chapter, are finished, then chance of spiritual realization is offered in the form of Upanishads.
Yes.
And then Upanishads mark the beginning of transcendental life.
Yes.
So my question is, like the Karmakanda people, after some births, they become the Jnani, and then after births, the Jnani become the Bhakti.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, progression. Yes, progression. Step by step.
And like in our scriptures, it is written that those who have done all the rituals and taken birth in all the holy places and done the bhakti of Lord Shiva, they get Krishna bhakti.
Yes.
This like this, step by step.
Yes.
Thank you.
The same thing Krishna is teaching Arjuna here. He taught about karma before he came to Gyan. Now he's talking about self-realization. Right? He's talking about self-realization. Do your duty for self-realization, not for this result or that result. 46. Okay. Sorry.
Maharaj, this the three modes.
Yes.
And as long as we have a body, we have to face the three modes. But here the word I cannot clear. Transcend the three modes. So I cannot understand this. Transcend the three modes.
Yes, Krishna is going to give us the formula to transcend the three modes in chapter 14. Chapter 14, 26. Krishna gives the formula how to transcend the mode. Mam chayuga bibi chari na yoga bhakti yoga na seva te saguna sametata itan brahma buyaya kalpate. Fixed devotional service, Krishna is teaching Arjuna. Steady devotional service without a break, a bibi chari na. This is what Krishna used two times in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, chapter 14. A bibi chari na, a bibi chari ni. Means Krishna consciousness, there is no recreation, no break, no leave. It's a permanent life, eternal activity. Not that we do today and tomorrow we are on break, then we resume again after 10 years. No, steady. If you do steady devotion, the potency of bhakti, Krishna told Uddhava in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, pure devotional service for me is like a blazing fire. Who burns anything that is offered to eat into ashes. A pure devotional service. Very powerful. So if we are fixed in Krishna consciousness, we will transcend the mode. Guaranteed.
Yes.
So Krishna is telling Arjuna to transcend.
Yeah.
Yes. Beyond the modes. Or to transcend the modes. Ignorance, passion, goodness. Have to transcend. Above that. Bhakti is above that. Goodness is still the mode. Yes. So have to go above the completely goodness. Transcendence. Among the transcendentalists, there are also two classes, the impersonalists and the personalists. The personalists are superior. Right?
To transcend the mode, Maharaj, what I understand is an active process. It's not something which is automatic. We have to work on ourselves, we have to work.
Yes.
And then we transcend it. But the difficulty which I see and I feel is that we are so used to, you know, doing something for somebody, that here also we feel that, you know, we are doing things to please our spiritual master or to please our, but on a very high level, we are actually supposed to do it only for ourselves. We are not even, you know, making it that, oh, you know, we are putting, doing the spiritual master a favor by doing our rounds or whatever. Because ultimately, he's given, asked us to do it for our own benefit.
Yes.
So how do we get over or transcend this, you know, problem that one faces? That how do we learn to just do it to satisfy the Lord and not think that, oh, we are doing this because the spiritual master has asked us to?
Yes, we should understand, we should know that the spiritual master is very kind. He has given us this service for our own purification. We are not chanting Sisiram for the Guru. We are not keeping regulative principle for the Guru. Not for Krishna, not for Guru, not for temple president or secretary of GBC. We are chanting sincerely for ourselves. We are giving principles for ourselves. We are doing service for ourselves, our own purification. This we should know. A guru is so kind that he has given us this chance to do this for our purification. So let us do it in such a way that he is satisfied. When he is satisfied, then we get our own side. This mentality we should have. If one thinks, very, very important, the guru depends upon me. So because of me, this temple is existing. That is false ego. And that false ego makes us to lose that chance. Because the service becomes karma, not devotional service again.
Regarding this going beyond three modes of material nature,
yes.
Does it mean that the devotional service should be performed irrespective of the mode of material nature which is dominating on me? Like I should not just do devotional service only when I am in mode of goodness, but I should perform irrespective of the mode which is influencing me at a particular moment?
Yes. At all times, should go on with devotion. Whatever mode is there, and the modes, they constantly fight, they compete. Sometimes ignorance dominates, sometimes passion dominates, sometimes goodness dominates, sometimes passion, ignorance, they would dominate. But we should just remain fixed in our service. Eventually, we will transcend by the potency of the bhakti and the blessing of the spiritual master and the Vaishnava, the sadhus around us. We have the strength. And we should be very conscious of our own limitations. We should be conscious of our limitations and pray for help always. We should pray for help always. Help, help, support, assistance. Yes. So, right?
I want to add on something.
Yes? Yeah.
That's okay. I'm not going to stretch it. I think.
Sir? You already have the microphone.
You know, I was wondering, Tanita Mataji was saying, obliging the spiritual master or doing this for his pleasure. And my point is, when we step into an organization, a spiritual organization, and we understand that the process involves chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, how many times do we know that this is present with the spiritual master? We do it understanding the fact that we are diseased, we are conditioned. This will help us come out of that conditioning. It's only with spiritual master, out of his kind concern and mercy, he gives us initiation. We do this as a vow that we take in front of the deities, Vaishnava and Guru, that we will be chanting 16 rounds. But that's again not for his pleasure, that's for our own purification.
Mm-hmm.
That he's been kind enough to initiate us into the process wherein we can practice this with faith that this will deliver us from all the misdeeds. Right?
Yes. Now, I remember something else. I remember something. We do service to the spiritual master not to how do I put it? Impress the spiritual master. We shouldn't do our service to impress the spiritual master. We should do our service to please him. The difference is that I'm just doing it because you are here. And when you're not here, I'll do something different.
One more very important thing. Most of the times we are concerned, what have we got out of this place? We came here, what have we been rewarded for? You know, that's something that can strike us anymore. But I've heard this from learned Vaishnavas, and I've experienced it also. What we get as a reward is service.
Yes.
With its purification.
Yes. Kapil Muni said that right from the beginning of Nectar of Devotion, you see all the quotations from Kapil Muni. My pure devotees never ask me for anything. They don't ask me anything. What did they ask me? Even if I give them everything, they reject it. What did they ask me for? Service. They're doing service. If I offer them something, they will not accept it. The only thing they will ask me is service.
And on top of it, we are very, very lucky that we have been into a movement where services are not imposed on us.
Yes.
We may do it depending on our consciousness, depending on our likes and dislikes. We are given that option.
Yes. So,
is seeking approval the same as trying to impress?
If we are seeking approval from the spiritual master or from our leader, is it also bona fide? Is it bona fide or not? It is not bona fide. We can, if you do something for a person, if you do something, I love somebody, I want to please this person. So I have cooked prasadam. I offered the person, or I have bought a gift for a friend, and I have offered the friend. That is not the end. We should check to see if the person is satisfied. If the person is satisfied with it, that we should know. We should not just mechanically offer something to Krishna. Krishna, I have cooked. Take. Check. See if Krishna is pleased with it. You should check. And if Krishna is pleased, what do we do? Okay, everything is finished. No. The next one should be better than this. The next one should be better than what I have already offered now. That is Krishna consciousness. Maintenance is Maya. Maintenance is Maya. Maintenance is Maya. Maintenance is Maya means I keep doing the same quality of things I do every day. Keep doing the same quality, not improving the quality. That's maintenance. We should increase the quality at all times. The quality should be increasing all the times. Not just keeping that, okay, now, today I please my guru. Guru was very happy with the book distribution I did today. Tomorrow, make it more. Next tomorrow, make it more. Better, better, and better. The same thing we are doing, but the quality should change. That is Krishna consciousness.
Maharaj, how to check Krishna is pleased or not? Like we have offered bhoga.
Jajatma supraseedati. You will be happy. You will be satisfied yourself. You have done something. See, when we do something good, we feel happy. Is it not? Automatically. And when you do something wrong, wouldn't be happy. And we don't need somebody to come and tell you we are not happy. We know we're not happy because we have done something wrong. Look at the time when we are so happy in our Christian consciousness. Look at the things we are doing at that time. Look at the time when we are not happy. Look at the things we are doing at that time. You see, they are different. Just like our auntie just told us, I experienced those days, and I asked her a question because I know the difference. What was their mindset at that time? What was their situation? They were very happy because they were selfless. Today we are so possessive. And then the result is also different, that we are lacking so many things. That bliss which was there before, it's not there now. Why? It's the same Christian, it's the same proper. The difference is that we have changed, therefore the situation has changed. So if you want something back, we should change back. Become very simple as we were before. Become dedicated to proper as we were before. The same faith we had at that time, we should have it back again. My Guru Dev said, I request all the Hare Krishna devotees to rejoin the movement.
Rejoin.
Yes. Yeah. Understand the meaning?
No.
Rejoin means, what was our attitude when we first came to Krishna consciousness? What was our attitude? Fire! We want to burn down the whole world in 1 minute.
Yes, I can.
Is it not? Today, do we have that spirit? So let us go back to the beginning. I will see that energy, the conviction, the faith we have at that time, the motivation, we want to show everybody that, yes, I love Krishna consciousness and I want to do it. And after a few years, become Ishwara. No more Bhakta, now we are Ishwara. Instead of being Krishna Das, you know, we are becoming Ishwara Ham Bogi. What did Krishna say? Yes, that is chapter 16. 46. Yavan artha udhapane. Sarvatha sampluto dakhe. Tavan sarvesu vedesu. Ramana savijanata.
All purposes served by a small well can at once be served by a great reservoir of water. Similarly, all the purposes of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them.
Very good. Very good. If you have a list of items you want to buy, you have a list of items you want to buy, then you go to this shop, get to this shop, go to this shop, you go to that shop. Yes. To save time, just go to Loy Bazaar. And you buy everything in one place. Is it not? You buy everything just in one shop. Instead of going this shop, going to that shop, going here, going here, waste time and energy, just go to one shop. You buy everything in one place. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means one stroke. You kill everything. You set everything perfect. One stroke. Here in India, you see sometimes you see some well for betting only, right? So some pawn, it's only for betting. Is it not? Some are for cooking. It's the fresh water just for cooking, not for drinking, for betting. If you just go to Jamuna, everything is serious. You get all the water in one place. So taking the Krishna consciousness, resolve all issues, all problems. Everything is finished in one place. some part of the purport I'm going to read. Not all. If you go down, down, down. The best purpose of Vedic literature is served, however, by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Have you seen it? If you go down, just one quarter down. One quarter of the purport, more than one quarter of the purport down. The best purpose of Vedic culture is served, however, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, as recommended by Lord Chaitanya, the deliverer of all fallen souls. Right? Have you seen it? And if you go down a little bit again, you see. In this age of Kali, most of the population is foolish and not adequately educated to understand Vedanta philosophy. The base purpose of Vedanta philosophy is served by inoffensively chanting the holy name of the Lord. Vedanta is the last word in the Vedic wisdom, and the author and knower of the Vedanta philosophy is Lord Krishna. And the highest Vedantist is the great soul who takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord. That is the ultimate purpose of all Vedic mysticism. Powerful. If you have read before me, you will have followed me. Because you didn't read before. You have difficulty in getting it. Yes? Mic today. That also you find in chapter 4. In chapter 4 also Krishna used the word mysticism.
And another question is, Manish, they spoke about offensive chanting. See, usually what happens is when we are doing congregational chanting of the holy name, Sankirtan, you know, that is the time when we don't make offenses. But when we are doing chanting personally, that is the time when we make offenses.
Yes.
How do we counteract? I mean, why does it happen?
Because that is the best time for best result. Therefore, Krishna take account of that. While we are chanting, Jap is a time to test the quality of our devotion. I'm seeing so many devotees. This is how they chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. They were the cell phone. This is very offensive, inattentive chanting. Some are chanting, their cell phone is on their lap. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very offensive chanting. Yes.
In between polygons, can it be attempted?
Inattentive chanting. Inattentive chanting. No devotee should answer a call in between jap. It's inattentive. Discussion in between jab is inattentive chanting. It's offensive chanting. So many devotees cannot complete a round without discussing with another devotee. Very bad chanting. It's inattentive chanting. As a devotee takes beads, what are we trying to do? When you take beads in hand, what are you trying to do? Huh? You want to chant, is it not? It's not to discuss. It is not to plan the day's activity. It's not the time for planning the day's activity. It is jap time. Exclusively. Let us go for that. Anything else is inattentive chanting. Chanting means that this is a wonderful opportunity for me to allow the holy name touch the consciousness. I want to make connection with the name. I want to take shelter. I want to establish relationship, connection. Not the time to plan our day. Not the time for discussion. It is not the time to plan what we are going to cook that day, where we are going to go sankirtan that day. It is all inattentive chanting. Yes.
Srila Bhakti Nyutaku actually said that inattentiveness is a root cause of all offenses.
Yes.
It's the main one.
Yes.
And also it's not that we just chant for 2 hours and we have finished our rounds and then we do what we want with the round.
Yes.
But actually Prabhupada wanted us to be always chanting.
Yes.
So this chanting is going on even when we have finished our round.
Yes. Yesterday we mentioned that 16 rounds is for lazy people. Lazy people. 16 rounds is for lazy people. And one who cannot complete 16 rounds, for lazy people cannot complete 16 rounds before 7:30, they are extremely lazy. Very, very lazy. And those who drag the 16 rounds from morning till night are still not complete. How do you call that? We can say it's very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. I didn't complete my CC run today. I'll complete tomorrow. It's not nice. So Prabhupada said here. And the highest Vedantist is the great soul who take pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord. That is the ultimate purpose of all Vedic mysticism. Mystery. I say mysticism or is mystery. Means that there are so many, like we're talking about the soul, amazing nature of the soul. The same. Mysticism. So amazing. There are so many things there to be known. Yes. Yes.
Regarding what Mataji told, after 16 rounds, because some people are holding their chanting, so after 16 rounds, if like the talks in between, then it is not offense?
There is no talk, no discussing between rounds. It's an offense.
Offense.
Yes.
So, like somebody is chanting the whole day and there are so many walks.
Okay. That's a different thing. Okay, now I understand. That's a different thing. Within our 16 rounds, as we are chanting, no discussion. But after that, we are doing service. Even while cooking, there should be no discussion. We should concentrate. It's our offering. Everything we are doing in Krishna consciousness is an offering for Krishna. It's an offering. So we should look at the quality of what we offer. Because Krishna is going to look at us based on the quality of what we are offering. Not just the things which we offer, but the quality. That word makes a difference. We are reading about the same Bhagavata, right? We are chanting the same Hare Krishna mantra. We are worshipping the same temple, the same deity, the same prasadam. Are we all on the same level of advancement? Why? What made the difference? The quality, yes, our input. What is the quality? Makes a difference. Yes, sir. No. You want to say something?
Yeah. No, I was thinking more as just the chanting, the offense, if we like, without offense.
not only just chanting like inattentively, there is, can be other offenses. If someone is chanting very attentively, but doing other things, like when he's chanting and doing very attentively, but when he's chanting finished, they're doing offenses to the other. That is also offense to the holiness.
Yes. Yes. There are so many offenses. Offenses to the holy name, offenses to the devotees, honor to the land, the holy place, the temple, the services which we do among the devotees, Vaishnavas. Offenses to prasadam, to the holy river, everything. All the offenses, varieties of offenses are there. And above all these offenses, there are also paramaparadas. Paramaparadas. Yes. To offer obeisance to a devotee, Vancha Kalpa Devesa, and you are in the mind, you are thinking, who is this? Who is this? Why do you come here? Why are you here? Parama Parad. That's in the mind. Not to be happy upon seeing a devotee, don't feel happy. Parama Parad. You should be happy to see a devotee. So all these things are there, should be considered. All of them has effect on our chanting, our progress in Krishna consciousness. Even how to understand the scripture, they have serious effect.
Krishna service every time.
Yes. Yes. We should be grateful. Should be grateful.
Sometimes I see if somebody is in doing kirtan or arti, still they're chanting, or sometimes in lecture also they're chanting. It is also offense.
Chanting in the class is inattentive chanting. Chanting. Yes. You can hear the lecture, you can hear what you are chanting. So we are cheating ourselves. Better to do one thing at a time. So you have concentration. Forty-seven. Karmani abhadikaraste mafalesu kadachana ma karma falake turbur ma te sangostuka karmani.
You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself the cause of the results of your activities, and never be attached to not doing your duty.
Yes. Yes, this is what we were discussing before. Krishna said, give me your salary. So the question would be, why? And the answer is, what's the answer? Yes, it belongs to Krishna. And?
To get free from the reactions.
Yes, if you offer everything to Krishna, Krishna will take all the reactions and leave us sinless. Therefore, renunciation is based on wisdom, knowledge. That's what Krishna is asking. Give me everything. Krishna is not a fool. He's not ungrateful. He He knows. If he give me everything, which we're already doing, by offering prasadam to Krishna, bhoga to Krishna, Krishna takes it and returns the prasadam to us. So we need knowledge to understand it. Why I should give Krishna my paycheck? He will take all the karma and return back prasadam. So we are free. See, Krishna is very kind. Very, very kind. Prabhupada said in the purport, everyone has, that's the last, the middle of the last paragraph, middle of the last paragraph, everyone has his proprietary right in regard to prescribed duties, but should act without attachment to the result. Such disinterested obligatory duties undoubtedly lead one to the path of liberation. Arjuna was therefore advised by the Lord to fight as a matter of duty without attachment to the result. His non-participation in the battle is another side of attachment. Such attachment never leads one to the path of salvation. Any attachment, positive or negative, is cause for bondage. Inaction is sinful. Therefore, fighting as a matter of duty was the only auspicious part of salvation for Arjuna or all of us. All of us. Very strong. That's the last part. We all have the right to do our prescribed duty. All of us. Yesterday we said Sudha Goswami. This is in the first canto. Sudha Goswami was telling the sages, the activities which are based on our nature should be performed. But if we do those activities in such a way that it does not provoke attraction for Krishna consciousness, it should not be done. That means that we have all the senses, we have everything, but if they are not used in Krishna consciousness, that calls for bondage. Therefore, everything should be used with the purpose of pleasing Krishna. That's our authority. Our authority to do anything else is that we are doing it just to please Krishna. The pure devotees, that is our mentality. Pure devotees are called pure devotees. They are different because the center of the activities is Krishna. They cannot, they will never do anything which has no Krishna in the center. Anything which does not involve Krishna, pure devotees does not go for it. That makes the difference. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Mataji announced yesterday that to take